Hi, guys. How are you?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Good.
Good to talk to you, Scotty.
Yeah, good to talk to you guys, too. You know what? I feel like it's so weird because I feel like Chicago claims you guys. And I know, Ryan, you're from here, but both of you, if something about you guys feels very Chicago to us, you know? And we can't wait for you to come back here, too.
What a compliment. We love coming to Chicago. I think it's both of our favorite city to play. I mean, if it's not the top, it's definitely up there. So those are just the most fun shows, and we love any time we get to go back to Chicago. It's been a while.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it's been a while for really any of us going anywhere for the most part. Let's talk about Chasing After You. How did that song end up in your guys' hands?
I have no idea how it fell to us, but I'm really, really thankful that it did. I mean, it's a song that I call it Music Row Famous, where everybody who kind of writes and knew that song and that demo, and when we had the opportunity to claim it, it was just a no-brainer.
We chased each other at different times.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we started out just writing songs together, and then it became something else. And I don't know, man. It's cool, yeah. Cool to like have this duet together now, and it's special to have to do any music with Maren, but also to remember like those years that where we were getting moving. Yeah, man, it's a really nostalgic thing for us.
That's kind of the special part about music, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you wrote or sang a song; it has such a special, cool, individual meaning to you guys and your relationship. My fiance and I were getting ready to get married, and we keep going through, we get sent these like questionnaires, right? That we thought were very silly for the most part. There's like three words to describe you or the interesting fact about you. But then we got to kind of the questions that I think when life gets really busy, it's really important to stop for that moment and kind of be with each other again. The one that made us stop in that moment, that was so simple. What was your favorite thing about that, the other person? And you want to say like 100 things, right? You want to say everything you've ever thought. But when you have to settle on just one thing, it becomes really, really hard. So I'm going to put you on the spot that my fiance and I sat there actually last night doing this. What's your favorite thing about the other person? It doesn't matter. Either one can go first.
I just love like getting to do this specific life with Maren. I mean, we both do exactly what we've always wanted to do for a job. And, you know, having her understand what it is that an artist or a writer goes through on a day-to-day basis, like that has been something that I have always like leaned on. And but other than that, I just think Maren's just a really incredibly smart and just intoxicating human. And that's kind of where like it goes back to the song again, man. Like it was impossible for me to not be attracted to that.
My favorite thing about Ryan, I like that his approach to pretty much everything in life is almost in a childlike way. Like if he thinks something is fun or funny, he reacts to it like he would if he were 8 years old. Like the way he talks to his best friend, the way he talks to his best friend Drew back in Michigan is like, I feel like I'm listening to two like 12-year-old boys talk.
I'm taking this as a compliment.
It is a compliment. I love that about you. I like that you like don't water down your reaction to things to seem like more adult or cool. You just like react to them, and it's really endearing.
That's so
What's
fun.
Your first dance going to be, Scotty?
We're
if it's anything other than Foreigner, I want to know what love is, then you're not doing it right.
You know, we've had to shift our plans so many times. We're doing a very, very small elopement, and then we're going to do a big celebration later on down the road.
Oh. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a crazy little journey, but like you guys said, it's kind of nice when you can go through it with somebody that you know you have each other back and you understand each other on a certain level. You know, let's have some fun here. I like to play this game called Wrong Lyrics Only. And so what I'll do is I'll give you a line from actually the other person's song. And when I stop, you give me the first word that pops into your head. And the only rule is it cannot be the actual words of the song.
Or the F word.
You know what? You do you, man.
All right.
Okay, we'll start with you, Ryan. Here's a lyric from Maren's song, Rich.
If I had a dime every time that you...
You'd be rich if you had a dime every time that she what, Ryan?
Swore.
Maren's a swearer, huh?
I like this game.
Good, as long as it doesn't get you in trouble. Maren, let's do one of Ryan's song from Every Other Memory. Here we go.
We were both drunk at the party when I told you...
Drunk at the party when I told you what?
Would you like to do a body shot?
Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd, always down for a good time. Okay, Ryan, this one's going to be different because it's in the middle of the lyric. We'll do it from Bones.
When the bones are good, the rest don't matter.
When the blank is good, the rest don't matter.
When the champagne is good, okay. The rest don't matter.
When the drinks are good, that's okay. All right, Maren, real quick, we'll do one from 2 a T.
Okay. You should see how you look in that toilet.
That toilet, how you look in the toilet.
I don't know.
You know what I just read? They came out with a whole new study that's the one thing that went away in the pandemic is people closing the door when they go to the bathroom in their house.
Oh, God.
Do you guys have a closed bathroom door house?
I mean,
yes.
Yeah, it's like the pandemic, I hope, will not shake that one.
All right.
Common courtesy.
Who researched that article?
Something out of Boston University or something. I don't know who does
Perfect,
these
yeah.
Awesome.
So it's legit.
Yeah.
Real thing.
Awesome. Thank you guys for calling, and let me play Chasing After You, Maren Morris and Ryan Hurd's brand new single. Can't wait to see you guys soon in Chicago.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Scotty. We appreciate you so much.